nobody asked if you're an American or not. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The 2020 census is moving forward without that controversial question. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, the Trump administration is foregoing its effort to add a citizenship question after being blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. After the ruling, President Trump said he would ask lawyers whether the census could be delayed as a deadline loomed for the forms to be printed. The high court sent the census fight back to a lower court, which is reviewing evidence that opponents say cast doubt on the administration's motive for adding the question. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross issued a statement saying he strongly disagrees with the Supreme Court ruling, but respects it. Dave.
Well, Rachel, there was another setback in court for the president.
A federal judge blocking a Trump administration policy that would keep asylum seekers detained. The policy announced by Attorney General William Barr in April would deny a bond hearing to asylum seekers with a credible fear of persecution if returned to the places from which they fled. The lawsuit to stop the policy was filed by the ACLU and other immigrants' rights advocates who accused the Attorney General of trying to upend the nation's immigration courts.
Fox's Sean Langella, Justice Department appeal is expected amid all the Democrat anger over the overcrowded conditions at detention facilities for illegal immigrants in Texas.
There are new images depicting what's going on directly from the Inspector General with the Department of Homeland Security. That office calling for immediate action using the words, quote, dangerous situation. The images show dozens of young adults and children cramped together in detention rooms. One of the captions reads, quote, standing room only from that report.
Fox's David Spunt. In Libya, an airstrike at a detention center for migrants, killing at least 44, wounding more than 100. The government there blames a group that calls itself the Libyan National Army, urging the UN to investigate. Meanwhile, Iran is warning European countries still sign on to that international nuclear deal the U.S. pulled out of last year. It'll enrich uranium to any amount it wants. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Not guilty. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher acquitted of a murder in Iraq. His wife Andrea was relieved.
He is a righteous and noble individual, and his name has been smeared and slandered and dragged through the mud.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt was there in San Diego.
He has been found not guilty on 6 of the 7 charges against him. Among those charges, not guilty on the charge of murdering a wounded ISIS prisoner in Iraq in May 2017. Not guilty of the attempted murder of an Iraqi elderly man from a sniper position in 2017. Not guilty on the attempted murder of a young Iraqi woman from a sniper position in Iraq in 2017. The only charge on which he has been found guilty is the charge of posing for a picture with the body of that dead ISIS fighter.
And Gallagher will be sentenced for that today. They're getting ready on Washington's National Mall for what President Trump calls a salute to America tomorrow, a 4th of July celebration that'll include tanks and military vehicles and flyovers from fighter jets. But not everybody's going to celebrate with the president. Protesters plan to show up with that baby Trump balloon.
National Park Service issuing a permit to a feminist anti-war group, Code Pink, to display the infamous 20-foot-tall balloon showing the president as a baby in diapers. But the group doesn't have permission to fill the balloon with helium to make it float. Code Pink says their demonstrations will last several hours leading up to the president's speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. On Saturday, several right-wing demonstrators, including the Proud Boys, will host a rally in Freedom Plaza with a counter-protest expected as well. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Before the 4th of July, it'll be a short trading day on Wall Street ending at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the moment, stock futures are higher the day after the S&P 500 hit a new record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's July 3rd. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A young child has died after being shot in the chest with a pellet rifle. WCIA says the Champaign County coroner says the one-year-old child, Lauren Brown, was shot in the chest in a home in the 1400 block of Rosewood Drive. Champaign police said in a statement the preliminary information suggests it was a tragic accident. The child died Monday afternoon at Carl Hospital in Urbana. Champaign police continue to investigate exactly what happened. Illinois set a new record for tourism in 2018. About 117 million visitors traveled to Illinois last year during the state's bicentennial. That was 3 million more than in 2017. International travelers accounted for 2.5 million of that total. Visitors to the state spent $41.7 billion last year, which was up by $2 billion over the previous year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got some clouds this morning, but 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Warmer with a high 90, low 70. 90 the high on the 4th of July. A 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, down to around 72 in the evening. On Friday, 87 the high, 71 the low, still a 40% chance of rain. Same for the weekend, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s with a 50% chance of showers. We're currently at 71, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, certainly summer feels like it, 4th of July. God bless America!
Yeah.
Latest poll says only 45% extremely happy with America. It's so partisan right now. I got some great clips from Geraldo Rivera. Who's the liberal? And I'll play those coming about 7:20 about how ridiculous this thing is. The president wants to salute America tomorrow, and the left has just gone ballistic. He's a dictator. It's dangerous. It's awful. Ah. We want to have a parade and have some flyovers and all of those things, and biggest fireworks display ever in Washington, D.C. We live in a great place, but right now, we can't even get along on the Women's World Cup. Everything has been politicized. Everybody that is not for Trump, not just is against Trump, they hate Trump. And hate is unhealthy for you. And as somebody said yesterday, we just all kind of need to take a chill pill. Enjoy the barbecue and the cookouts and wherever you're going to see any fireworks, if that's what you do, enjoy it. This is a great, great place, and we're torn apart right now. Ash Wright is the director of Republican Party, was the director of Republican Party of New Mexico, senior advisor to George P. Bush, former political director of the Republican Party of Texas, and also the former victory director for the Republican National Committee. Ash Wright, we can't even be happy about the Women's World Cup because it got political on me. Have you ever seen it kind of like this, where we can't even get along with having a parade in Washington, D.C.?
I haven't, but it seems like every little thing has to be politicized nowadays. I didn't watch the soccer match. I'm not a big soccer guy, but I tend to turn on the World Cup every other, you know, every 2 to 4 years. But it's unfortunate how politicized everything in America has gotten.
Yeah. Can't even feel good about our country right now, and I don't think the numbers are big, but they feel big. I think most of this nation loves where they live, but we hear a disproportionate amount of complaining from most of our media.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that sells ratings. You know, they need something for us to all be unhappy about. But the reality is I think the quality of life in America right now is great. It's the most traveled summer in the world's history, I believe. And I think that's a credit to Trump's economy. All these middle class families that have an extra $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in their pockets are getting to take a vacation. And I think most of that means that they're setting politics aside and hopefully just spending time with their family and kind of tuning out anything that's actually going on politically.
Well, smart, I think, for all the family reunions and the barbecues, cookouts, everything tomorrow. Just don't talk politics. Just don't even bring it up.
That's right.
It's not, not worth doing. You just have your burger and enjoy the day. All right. money-wise, Donald Trump's going to be fine. He's going to outraise everybody. What do you see from the Democratic candidates for president right now, Ash Wright? What do you think?
So I think if you know, looking at the candidates, obviously it's the, three or four that you would expect. The one that I think is still surprising everybody, and I know we've talked about on your show before, is Mayor Pete. He's raised over $25 million this quarter. And looking back from his start as kind of a nobody to where he's at today, I think he's the one that's far surpassing any expectations. But Kamala Harris is obviously, coming up, had a really great week with the debates, and she's sitting at $12 million. Beto O'Rourke hasn't raised as much, but is still sitting on $9.4 million from his. And then obviously on top of that are Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
I mean, if you were to take a flyer and say this person is going to be against Donald Trump in the fall of 2020, who would it be, Ash?
So I think, if it's today, I still think it's Joe Biden's race to lose. I think he's got to have a much better debate performance. I believe the next set is in September. I think this summer will actually be good for him. Everybody will kind of stop paying attention as much. He can kind of go back into hiding and kind of try and rebrand himself in the next set of debates. But I think as of today, it's still Joe Biden's to lose.
What was your take on the whole Colin Kaepernick Nike banning or cutting the shoes because of the Betsy Ross flag on the back of them? I think it's a marketing bonanza. I mean, they're going to sell stuff. People are going to buy their stock. Kind of brilliant marketing-wise, I think, because that's what happened last time. They went nuts. They bought a stuff, bought the stock.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened last time was they had the marketing. They had the marketing situation. They ran the ads with Colin Kaepernick, and their stock, skyrocketed. And part of that is due to a great economy. So everyone that hates Donald Trump also has extra money in their pocket due to the Trump economy and is able to rush out and buy Nikes. And so I believe their online sales, skyrocket time they go through one of these branding. So it's all marketing at the end of the day. It's not really about politics or beliefs or anything like that. I mean, but it is true branding and marketing, and it's what's bringing, a certain set of Americans out to purchase shoes online.
I think it's waking up a lot of people, the ones that never talk politics, and they're saying this is just stupid. This is absolutely out of hand. When you look at a Betsy Ross flag, very historic, and say that reminds us of slavery, crying out loud, the Washington Monument could remind the Declaration of Independence written by Thomas Jefferson. He owns it. We should get rid of that. Where does the madness stop?
I guess as of today, it doesn't stop anywhere, frankly. But that's something that, frankly, our country has to deal with. We cannot just literally every time there's something have some sort of major political debate like this. And a lot of, frankly, what needs to happen is we have to learn from history, but if we eliminate it or try to rewrite history, then we'll repeat ourselves in the future. And so it's a highly unfortunate political environment that we live in. I think it's actually hurting our nation that we can't even celebrate or look back, in history without seeing some sort of negative connotation that we've gone through. But unfortunately, it's the liberal media, and it's what we're having to deal with day in and day out as Americans.
I know that there was a lot of negative toward George W. Bush, but I've never seen the vitriol toward a president like this so unified, particularly in the media.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, so W's was, what was interesting kind of about George W's was it was, his negativity came from a foreign war, whereas this one seems to be being fought about our actual country. And so it's kind of, it's a different aspect from the hatred that George W. Bush saw to the hatred that Donald Trump and frankly conservative Americans are seeing today. And, you know, hopefully the pendulum will swing. I wish it would swing, sooner rather than later. But, given the liberal media and everything that they're doing, I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Ash, how do people connect with Ash Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T?
Sure, they can follow me on Twitter. It's at Ash Wright, T-X. And basically that's my name on any social media forum, but on Twitter, Ash Wright, TX.
As in Texas, TX. All right.
Yes, sir.
Ash, always a pleasure. Have a great 4th of July. God bless America. Appreciate being on.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. ESPN 93.5, Ash Wright, 716. Let's check your sports headlines.
Seattle beat St. Louis 5-4 yesterday, and you'll hear action here at 9:10 tonight on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Seattle, and at T-Mobile Park last night, the Cardinals found themselves down by a count of 4-1, then 4-2, tied the game at 4 on a clutch two-out home run by Jairo Munoz, but lost the game on a pinch home run. Tim Beckham led off the eighth inning and homered off Giovanni Gallegos. That stood up 5-4 Seattle.
The Mariners are a powerful team. They got a couple home runs in this game. They have 152 home runs. A good Mariners team when it comes to the offense. Bullpen's not typically good, but the bullpen was good last night. Austin Adams was outstanding, striking out all four batters that he faced.
In fact, six batters struck out down the stretch out of the last eight for the Cardinals, and the Redbirds left a runner in scoring position after Dexter Fowler doubled. The Cardinals battled their way back but came up a run short.
They battled home runs from Martinez, two of them. Not a great start for Jack Flaherty.
Tonight, Adam Wainwright against former Cardinal Mike Leake. We're on the air at 8:15. Last night, 5-4 Seattle.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 5-1 yesterday. It's a 6:05 start. Chicago will use Yu Darvish on the mound. Lots of rain delays yesterday. Cincinnati ended up beating Milwaukee 5-4. So,
Cubs still behind by a game.
That's right.
Cardinals are 3.5. Now Pittsburgh 4. Cincinnati 5.5. It's all bunched up in quite a central division.
Yes. Chicago White Sox had a rain out, and they'll host Detroit in a doubleheader today with a 1-10 and then 7-10 start. On to Women's World Cup soccer action. United States beat England. That final was 2-1. Rapinoe with a hammy.
Yeah.
Should be ready for the finals, though. And at Wimbledon, former Illini from South America, Kevin Anderson, will be up today. Serena won in singles, and now she's up for doubles with Andy Murray. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 8777-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
A little on the overcast side this morning. There's a 50% chance of showers. We've got a high 90, low 70. 90 the high for the 4th of July tomorrow, down to around 72. Again, that scattered shower chance at 40%. Same for for Friday. High 87, low 71, 40% chance of rain. Right now, the temperature's at 71, ESPN 93.5.
What Abraham Lincoln say? We would never lose a foreign force, but we could tear ourselves apart from within. It kind of feels like that now. Let's play these Geraldo Rivera clips. You got to hear these. Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, cybersecurity company Symantec is said to be in talks to be sold to Broadcom. Reports say the two companies are in advanced negotiations. Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives says if a deal is done, it'll value Symantec at $16 to $17 billion. Job cuts in the first half of the year are the most since 2009, says outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Companies are cutting positions in retail, industrial manufacturing, and the auto business. Federal judge considering the $80 million award in a case involving Monsanto's Roundup says he'll reduce the amount to $50 million or less. Edwin Hardiman sued, saying the weed killer Roundup caused his cancer. Monsanto maintains its Roundup does not cause cancer. Tesla set records in the recent quarter. Its stock is rallying. It delivered more than 95,000 cars. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's been doing appliances and only appliances since 1977. Jimmy Carter was president when the Ricans started Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Mm. They'll be there for you before, during, and after the sale. They're in Champaign on Neal. You drive toward the mall, and before you get to the I-74 interchange, it'll be the right-hand side of the road. And then something unique will happen when you walk in. Somebody will have to say, "May I help you?" And then after you get over being stunned that somebody cared, they'll actually know what the Maytag does.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know what the Frigidaire does. This new Beckel from Europe is their hot new deal. And you'll talk prices. You'll say, "Well, I've been to the big box stores, and yeah, it's about the same. You're a little lower." And then they'll say, "Well, you're going to receive a free 10-year protection plan."
Wow.
That's what you'll say. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you can start online, appliance-world.com. Check them out in person. Be impressed with their service, their sales, their delivery, their setup. They do it all. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World since 1977. 725, Geraldo Rivera's a liberal. I've interviewed him. Great guy. Enjoyed chatting with him. But he's kind of an old-style Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He's not whacked-out left Democrat. He's not a progressive. He's a liberal. And he's on Fox News to kind of represent the liberal side.
Yes.
So here's what Geraldo Rivera said about Salute to America, the parade planned in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
In terms of the parade in Washington, I have to say that, this is a symbol of the partisan, toxic, malignant atmosphere we have in our country. If you see how Republicans feel about the country right now, according to these surveys, as compared to the way Democrats feel about this country now, according to the surveys, it is amazing. People on the left hate our president so much that they are willing to just put a negative spin on anything. How many times have you seen a flyover in an athletic event?
Yeah.
Everybody loves them, except and until President Trump is the one proposing.
Yep. And that, what's happened to us?
Part of the problem is that we don't have unifying moments anymore. Look right now what's happening. You have our women's soccer team in the World Cup. They're going to the finals for the third year in a row. Under ordinary circumstances, we'd be right on. We'd be watching in the bars and high-fiving and back-slapping each other. But because someone asked Megan Rapinoe, the captain or co-captain of the team, whether she would visit the White House if they won the World Cup, she said no because she opposes Trump's policy. So the performance of our national team in the World Cup, something we should all be extolling their virtue and our kids should be watching and wanting to play like they play, instead it becomes you like Trump, you don't like Trump, you can visit the White House, you're not going to visit the White House. It is, it's melancholy, it's sad.
And what does liberal Geraldo Rivera think about the country going? How's it going now?
Objectively speaking, the country is doing great. The economy has expanded for 121 straight months. Minority unemployment is at historic lows. The wealth gap, for the first time in many years, appears to be lessening. You know, there's great opportunity. The president's trade deal. When he walked into the DMZ and crossed the line into North Korea, everybody should have been celebrating. You know, if you want to make peace, as Moshe Dayan said, you don't speak to your friends, you speak with your enemies. The president went into North Korea, the first president ever. Everybody should be celebrating that. But because this hatred of Donald Trump is so intense, he becomes the synonym for the nation. And I think it's very distressing. People should get over themselves. I mean, as a kid, you watch those 4th of July parades, you get a tear in your eye watching the old veterans, the World War I guy, then the World War II guy, and they die off, and then you're watching the Korea War. I mean, it's a wonderful, life-affirming, uniting moment, and here we're making it a bunch of crap.
There goes his Democratic invites. So he'll be on what Alan Dershowitz called the Republican diet.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Geraldo Rivera on Fox on the Hannity Show with Dan Bongino last night. Talking candidly as a liberal, that's what he thinks. And it's just eye-rolling. If you go over to MSNBC, it is the intensity of the hatred. Now, listen, Donald Trump may not be as likable as a lot of our presidents, probably the most unlikable, because he comes after you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take you on no matter how big or small if you say it's like a sixth grade argument in the playground, maybe third grade. And so that bugs them. Plus, he goes in there and actually tries to do what he said he's going to do, and he's messing up the way it's been, and how dare you mess up my hair. We're all kind of in this together, wink, wink. We got a good gig, and here comes a guy trying to do something?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a head shaker. So we'll see what happens. America, we get a vote next year on if they want him for four more years.
Someone had texted in, Trump needs to promote oxygen.
As in everybody needs a little oxygen?
Maybe.
Breathe a little bit.
And how
oxygen?
Are you going to turn that around so it's a negative?
No, just say I'm all for breathing. Oh, how dare the president. It's his dirty air. There is nothing he could say or do that would please the left. All right, Houlihan's. How about Houlihan's? What's going on at Houlihan's?
There's a firecracker shrimp special this time of year. $8.95 for that. Beer special includes rigs for $4. Plus, you got the $5 cocktails, including a slow gin fizz. Been a while since I've had that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's no patio play this week because the fireworks are happening on Thursday. If you'd like to have dinner ahead of time and some primo viewing, reservations are recommended as you call over to Houlihan's at First and St. Mary. Should be a terrific fireworks show with the State Farm Center kind of hosting that with the Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
Right over into Memorial Stadium. Enjoy it from Houlihan's Restaurant, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center. Say to my buddy Sam, Houlihan's south of the State Farm Center at First Street and St. Mary's Road in Champaign. Time for the news, 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Trump administration plan to keep asylum seekers in custody indefinitely while their cases are pending is blocked by a federal judge in Seattle.
The policy announced by Attorney General William Barr in April would deny a bond hearing to asylum seekers with a credible fear of persecution if returned to the places from which they fled. The lawsuit to stop the policy was filed by the ACLU and other immigrants' rights advocates who accused the Attorney General of trying to upend the nation's immigration courts.
Fox's Sean Langell. A giant in the American auto industry has died.
If you can find a better car, buy it.
Lee Iacocca, top man at Ford when the company rolled out its first Mustang, he went on to Chrysler, which in the late 70s was on the brink of bankruptcy. But Iacocca got Chrysler to produce affordable cars and minivans. The company turned around and was able to pay back a government loan of $1.5 billion 7 years early.
Fox's Jill Nato. Lee Iacocca was 94. This is Fox News.
Now, Lee Iacocca was huge in the 80s. I mean, he really did bring Chrysler back around, got $1.5 billion loan and paid it back to the
government. That's right.
Local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A sentencing is set for next week for a teen who pleaded guilty to residential arson for a fire that damaged a campus town apartment building. The 14-year-old Champagne boy admitted to setting fire to a garbage tote, which led to the heavy damage to the apartment at 509 East Green Street C. The resident saw fire at the back of the building just before midnight on June 8th. He'll be sentenced on July 12th. Authorities are investigating the cause of a fire at a machine shed in rural Mahomet. The News Gazette says firefighters were called out to the fire in the 700 block of County Road 2175 North, just east of Mahomet, Monday evening. There were no injuries. Corn Belt Fire Protection District Captain David Parsons said the extreme heat made it tough on firefighters. It's too early to know the dollar amount of the damage. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Check your weather now for the 4th of July, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 90 today, down to 70. The 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms really comes later. High 90 for the 4th of July, down to 72 with that 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I haven't seen the hour by hour, but Champaign County Freedom Celebration is certainly looking at it. And they're saying if they should decide to cancel the parade, they'll have a news media outlets know by 8 a.m. And they'll also, of course, be on all social media. And their website is July4th.net.
Really? We cancel?
I mean,
we cancel in the rain?
I was suggesting to Karen Foster, could you just move it to 1 o'clock when the, you know, if the rain is passed by then?
Yeah, then people don't know. They're coming, they're going, they're coming.
She said,
yeah.
8 a.m. is when we'll make the decision.
Yeah,
That's when you talk about it.
Because people plan the whole day.
That's right.
And it's either on or it's off.
I know.
You can't do...
87 the high on Friday. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
All right. It is the 3rd of July. I am so thankful to live in America. I love this country. I know it's not perfect, but it's the best in the world. I have been blessed to travel all over the world. I've been to many, 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 many countries. And there is no comparison. When you come back into the United States from another country, you just are so thankful where you live. And sometimes it's easy to take it for granted or to not appreciate it, but we live in the greatest nation on earth. And the New York Times op-ed that says, "Stop telling me how great America is an example of trying to rip us apart from within." The president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund is my friend Ed Martin in St. Louis, and you're in Washington, D.C., my nation's capital. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm doing great. I'm excited, actually. I'm going to be going with my family down to the president's speech in front of the Lincoln Memorial tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, so we're going to have to leave in about 10 minutes to get there through the crowd. But, you know, a day and a half of travel. But anyway.
Man, it'll be awesome. But why? I mean, the vitriol on the left side of the networks is unbelievable, how despicable Donald Trump is for daring to show a tank that's going to tear up our roads.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, you know, Stevie J, I have three or four thoughts on this, and I was listening to you as I was getting ready to get on the program. One is that you're right. Just from a standpoint of, it's a strange reaction, right, to be so against Independence Day. But there are a couple of reasons that the president's doing it. One is, I think he recognizes the tradition, and it's George Washington that he talked about this in one of his last addresses, which was, you show the size and scope of your military to the world, this is Washington said it a lot more glibly, because you want them to know that you're superior, not so you'll fight them, but so that you make peace. And it's called, Phyllis Schlafly, my old boss, wrote about it and called it military superiority. You want to be bigger than your enemy so that your friends can rely on you. But back to Washington. Washington said you have to have an army that can win and people have to know it. And that's, I think, one big part of what Trump's instinct is, to brag about how great we are, not because we're going to dominate anybody, but because, you know, we want to be who we are. But the other one is this, and this is very practical. People come together, you pointed it out, over Independence Day celebration. They do. And so to be against it is to kind of be against things that actually bring us together. There was no debate that the founders at the Declaration of Independence really did something special. That's never, they haven't gotten far enough back to, you know, the leftists to make that bad. So it is a coming together kind of day. And again, I think the president knows that and is trying to build up the attention to it.
Yeah, but our founders had slaves, so that's all trash now. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here we go.
How far do you want to extend this? If you're going to extend it to Betsy Ross's flag, shouldn't you take the Washington Monument down?
Well, and here's the thing I told my wife this, that Nike, there's no way Nike, as smart as they are, as capable they are, didn't do this on purpose. In other words, they know the effect of any choice long before they do it. And so to send the shoes to the store and then pull them back. And remember, when Kaepernick did an ad for Nike, their sales went up. They're making a calculation to sell shoes to a certain group of people and not to America. And again, it's a free country, but it feels really rotten to me.
I think part of the problem with the progressives and the far left, you can't even really have a discussion with them because their reality baseline is so different from yours. You can't really have a conversation if their basis of truth is not truth.
Yeah, I think that's right. But, you know, I heard someone speaking about the people that have sort of Trump derangement syndrome, where no matter what you say, they're going to spew back at you. And I think that's a smaller and smaller number. Now, don't get me wrong. It's still, you know, 30% of the country in a way. But I think there's a bunch of other folks that are more and more regularly saying, hey, I like the direction of things. I like the possibility of not having peace. You know, Stevie J, we talked a few weeks ago about the census question, the citizenship question. Supreme Court resolved it poorly in my mind. And just yesterday, the president basically decided, well, I can't print the census and wait on the courts, so I'm conceding that the courts have directed me what to do. And my point there is I'm frustrated with the president, to be honest, but the system works. We don't have a dictatorship. We don't have a guy who's king. We have someone working within the system, and things are working well. And my point is more and more people are tuning out MSNBC. I mean, if you want to go to MSNBC and watch other programming rather than the 4th of July with Donald, the President of the United States, which is what MSNBC said, they're not going to show it.
Yeah.
Then you're deciding to be different than a lot of others. But more and more Americans are coming towards, hey, I like what's happening. I like the direction, and let's be more united. I really do think that.
If you think about it, though, and they have millions of viewers over the course of a week at MSNBC. I mean, they must be in a ball and just knotted up. I tried to watch that for 15 minutes and felt sick. The hate was dripping off their teeth. It was just, I said, this is too negative. I can't do it.
No, I actually have said, I think that MSNBC and CNN, they bear a responsibility. I think that their programming takes advantage of some people that are in a bad spot. As you point out, if there's things you're frustrated about in your life, whether it's relationships, jobs, whatever it is, it happens to all of us at various times, and you've got a network that's giving you 24 hours of bad news and bad programming to make you upset, they really do drive people. And look, let me put it this way. If you did it on the right, if people are watching YouTube channels or whatever that makes them, there's power to it. And as you point out, it's just almost disturbing to watch. I can only watch it for short stints just to see kind of how crazy it is. But again, I think tomorrow, Independence Day, I think people cut through it a little bit and they'll celebrate. And it's a great holiday. You know, we don't celebrate somebody's birthday. We don't celebrate some anniversary of a war victory. It's 56 men that signed a piece of paper that launched the greatest idea to become a country, a nation, that ever happened, and they risked their lives to do it. It's a pretty great day to celebrate.
It really is. I can't wait to hear how it goes and your experience of getting through all the security and being there.
Yeah.
So you'll see the fireworks then, huh?
I'll be down. I'm going to go downtown, I think, about I'm not going to go for the parade because we've got some things to do with family. They'll be down there by maybe 2 o'clock and stay for the speeches at 6:30 Eastern time. And then the fireworks are later on in the evening. Yeah, it should be. Well, I'll report in next week. It'll be really
fun.
I hope you have happy Independence Day to you.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Thanks so much. Always. We'll be talking. Thank you, sir. Have a great 4th.
Bye-bye.
That's Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund down in St. Louis. He's in Washington and he'll be there at Lincoln Memorial as Donald Trump does the speech and the biggest firework display ever. And by the way, those fireworks tomorrow night in Washington have been donated. So the parks and somebody is putting $2.5 million into the whole effort.
Wow.
To get the flyovers, to get everything done.
That's awesome.
It'll be a big event, and MSNBC refuses to show it. Ugh. Because it's just, it can't be healthy. It just can't be healthy to be that hateful.
I know.
But they're the ones that want to stop hate. And this this Eric Swalwell, who's running for president, I can barely listen to him speak, but he's proposing a journalist bill that would make it a felony to hurt a journalist. I'm all for that. We agree. I mean, what happened to this Andrew Knoll, who was at this Antifa thing in Portland and just got the crap beat out of him, and he's got brain hemorrhaging now. He's been on the TV, but his speech is decidedly different because it's slower. He's struggling a little bit. They're just pounding on him, and the police are not far away, but I'm positive they were told to stand down. They don't want to get in there and make Antifa mad. Ooh, because then they're going to be really mad at me. That's the mayor. That's not the police. That's the orders that the police received. It's unbelievable. Every Democratic presidential candidate should denounce violence against anybody. If you have conservative, he was a conservative journalist following the story, and they were pounding him with rocks in their fist, which, by the way, had some sort of weapon in their fist where they were hitting him in the head.
Oh, no.
And they were putting what looked like a milkshake that had quick dry concrete in it in his eyes. I mean, it's awful. It is unbelievable what we have descended to, where if I speak out, I can be hurt physically. That's different than it used to be. And that's a real danger now. And then why is Antifa allowed to cover themselves
right,
so you can't identify? That's terror. 359-2255, you're always welcome to give me your thoughts. You can call or text. Before we get married, Busey says you better talk finances to kind of make sure everything's out there and mm-hmm. have some plans.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with your check? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do with yours? Well, what if we spend this much on rent and this much on food and going out? And then we kind of have a kind of parameters of what we're going to do. Busey can sit with you before you say I do and talk about budgeting and bank accounts. Going to have a joint account? Going to have separate? What are we doing here? Make a list of short and long-term financial goals. Where you guys want to be in 30 years? When you're just starting out, Busey can provide an array of solutions tailored to your specific needs. Keep and manage all of your accounts in one place with five lines of business: personal, mortgage, commercial, cash management, and wealth management. And no matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. Just go to Busey.com. Or stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Busey for 150-plus years now. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it, I like to party, you like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu, pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need, we got it all covered. Send the invites out, call the family, call the friends, bring everybody over, but don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334, or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
This is Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. There are a lot of roofing companies around, but you won't find one more dedicated than Freedom Roofing. We're a locally owned family business, and we'll give you an honest, accurate assessment of your roof's condition. If you need a new roof, we'll tell you. If you don't, we'll reassure you that you're okay. And you won't find anyone who will be more dedicated and committed to your complete satisfaction. Please reach out to me for a free quote. Just go to freedomchampagne.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor's is your home of locally grown annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. And now all annuals are 50% off. Yes, all baskets, flats, and pots are 50% off. Petunias, zinnias, begonias, and coleus, all 50% off. And these aren't leftover plants. These have been watered every day and consistently fertilized, so there's still tens of thousands of beautiful plants at half the cost. Tropical and foliage plants are all 30% off. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery. Locally grown annuals and tropicals grown right here in Urbana, but now at half the cost. You can visit countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Classic and rustic, contemporary, Hampton style, minimalist, or a combination of them all. We all have our own unique needs and particular styles and favorite color patterns. Luther Falls understands that. They have an awesome creation suite on their website, remodelingchampagne.com, that allows you to pair different colors of cabinets, hardwood floors, and countertops. The staff at Luther Falls will take care of all your needs and make sure each cabinet and piece of flooring is perfectly set up. The quality of their products is second to none, and service that can't be beat.
Countertops start at $35 a square foot installed.
All right, sports headlines at 7:48.
Seattle beat St. Louis 5-4 yesterday. Mike Leake on the mound for the Mariners and Adam Wainwright for St. Louis with a 9-10 start. You'll hear the action tonight here on ESPN 93.5. Seattle broke a four-game losing streak with a win yesterday, and the Cardinals have lost six of the last seven. So we got something going on
well,
there.
And the Cubs have had two team meetings and lost both games after the team meeting.
Right.
The Cubbies have lost 14 of their last 18 on the road. So that's weird, too. So the good news is there's a lot of season left, and it's all reachable because everybody's been kind of bad.
Yeah. And the All-Star break is coming up on Tuesday from Cleveland. Pittsburgh over the Cubs. And now we've got Yu Darvish on the mound. 6:05 start heard on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox plagued with rain delays and ended up raining out against Detroit. So they've got a doubleheader today. Also trending in the sports world is at Wimbledon. We've got Kevin Anderson up today. Serena Williams won in singles. And now we'll do doubles with Andy Murray today. Also, World Cup soccer action had United States over England 2-1 yesterday. Rapinoe had a small, slight hammy strain, but she should be ready for the final, in case you're keeping track.
Yeah, England had tied it, but the woman was an inch offsides.
Right.
And it was pretty good. I clearly thought the U.S. was better. They just control it better, kick it better, head it better. They're just really good. Now, we'll see what kind of shape they're in physically, because somebody else had a hammy yesterday that went out.
Mm-hmm.
But the keeper made an amazing stop on a kick, on a penalty kick.
Yes.
Anyway, it was great win, and we'll see what happens. But again, because of politics, there's more hesitation to being high-fiving in bars with your friends, because it's now political. And we're not going to the effing White House.
That's right.
Thanks, Megan, for ruining it.
Uh-huh. And former Illini coach Jill Ellis is coaching on
USA
team.
Yeah, she's obviously an amazing coach. I don't think anybody's won three, and she's about to do that. So Jill Ellis, former Illini soccer coach, who I knew in the 90s, done fantastic. Amazing.
We should get her on, Stevie.
Yeah, call her.
She might be busy right now.
Yeah.
But
this will be the same thing happened when I tried to call John Grisham back. The number you have dialed, idiot, is out of service and not responding to you. All right, we're going to call Steve Suderman next, ESPN 93.5 10 Till.
Summer is here, and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Robe Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open, and they're serving up killer cocktails, along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Robe. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event? Everyone's welcome at Big Robe Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Grove has private rooms for your next event. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown Champaign.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Racing action is back this Friday at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's Bob Chevrolet Buick's UMP Summer Nationals. 10,000 to win late models, plus modifieds, crates, and streets. General admission, just $25. Kids 12 and under get in free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Hot laps at 6:30 p.m. Qualifying at 7 p.m. Racing action gets started at 7:30 at the Farmer City Raceway, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
We might have have to do a new segment called Name Dropper. I could just do a segment on a celebrity I visited with in my past.
Yeah.
We'll have like a little jingle called Name Dropper. And I could talk about guys like John Grisham,
right,
who's a famous author.
Sure.
And I talked to him at his law office about a book called A Time to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did try calling him back, and it did go doo-doo-doo. It's like, I'm too famous. Don't even try the number
when
again.
When I worked in Lafayette, Louisiana, we had a segment called Who Do You Know? And we'd have the celebrity call us and talk to him.
Well, see, that would be probably a stumbling block for me because none of them would call me back. But it's a good idea.
Okay. Let's
check your weather now for the 4th of July.
This is me talking with Abe Bogota from Barney Miller and Fish fame on the radio.
Yeah.
Had a good conversation with him back in the day. 90 the high today, down to 70 this evening. A 50% chance of showers, mainly late, but we're a little overcast and 73 now. Up to 90, down to 72 for the 4th of July. We're just hoping the timing is just right with this 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. A 50% chance of rain, high around 87 for Friday and Saturday. And a 20% chance of showers on Sunday now. Temperatures currently at 73 on ESPN 93.5.
I was out at Laser's Edge talking to Dustin about some possible advertising. And Steve Schmall used to own and has sold the business to Dustin. But Steve Schmall said, remember when you used to do a feature called Tell Me Something I Do Not Know?
Mm.
That was fun. I'd forgotten it. I mean, I'm getting so old, I'd forgotten that. But it was really fun. I might have to do that again, too.
Right.
Our friend Steve Suderman, through the years, we've talked for a long time. He's at Good Vibes. New location next to the Division Vibe Motor Vehicle. What does DMV stand for?
Department. Division of Motor Vehicles,
Division.
I think.
Division or department? Anyway, DMV is where you get your driver's license.
Yep.
Round Barn, you see Good Vibes. How's it going out there?
Well, it's going good. And, of course, this is 4th of July tomorrow. I think it's the best holiday on the calendar. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're pretty great. But 4th of July is family optional. And fireworks just turn me back into a little kid every time. I love it. We go out to the country club and, you know, sit under where they shoot them off.
That's tonight, isn't it?
That's tonight, yeah. Assuming the weather cooperates.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, the 4th of July is not a real commercial holiday like Memorial Day has become and certainly anything around Christmas. But every holiday is an excuse for a sale of some kind or other from the manufacturers and the retailers and everything. And this one's no exception. The Sony XBRs, basically they're $100 off every model except the lowest priced ones that are off about $50. And they're through the 14th. It's just a little deal to get you to get a TV. The LG OLEDs are on sale. There's no better picture out there than what those will deliver. And because it's summertime, you can take advantage of our Take It Outside sale, and there's deals on outdoor speakers, the Dish tailgaters marked down. We've got outdoor TVs, which, you know, they're pretty cool because you can watch TV outside even in bright sunshine.
Yeah,
so, there's some reasons to come down here. Our store's new. It's not done yet. I don't know if it ever gets done, but we'll have work to do through the summertime to get this place knocked into shape I'm proud of. Right now it's, you know, not embarrassing, but it's...
Moving is moving, right?
Lord.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, happy 53rd birthday yesterday. I think it's 53.
Oh, yeah. do the math. The store is 47, almost 48 years old.
Well, so. I couldn't believe your parents said you start that in kindergarten, but that's good. That's great. All right, buddy, where do they find you? How do they connect with you?
We are 2010 Round Barn Road next to the DMV. We're at gvibes.com on the web, and you can call us up at 351-0909.
Hey, you're the man, my friend. Keep it going.
All right, Stevie, have a great holiday.
You too. That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. It's 4th of July. I'm fired up.
Yep, tonight, Rantoul has their Freedom Celebration. Lots of fun activities for the kids, even at the pool from 4 to 9. You can watch the fireworks at dusk. Monticello's Freedom Fest with their annual fireworks, food, and fun festival, Lodge Park. Fisher Fireworks will also take place with Nerf Wars happening before. Of course, the 4th of July Champaign County Freedom Celebration.
That's a goodie.
A lot of terrific stuff. Yeah. So does the community. And Muhammad and Sibley, Paxton, Homer, and Oakwood also do 4th of July festivities. On the 5th of July, looks like Clinton is the place to go. And on the 6th of July, Danville and Tuscola has their Sparks in the Park.
I went to see Dr. Todd Likens yesterday and got some gel that you squirt under the cheek of your doggy.
Okay.
So they don't freak out during the pop, 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 pop.
They're a little more calm.
They're a little calmer. Doesn't make them sleep, just calms them down.
Okay.
So looking forward to trying the little syringe gel thing that I'll give to Charlie and Bella.
We have our fireworks finder, by the way, at ESPNCU.com.
Excellent. Fireworks finder.
Mm-hmm.
Great, ESPNCU.com. Why don't you go see Honda BMW? Why don't you drive, Pilot. Try the Pilot. You love the Pilot.
Yeah, and you could open up the back. You could really put a mattress back there.
7 or 8, right? You're good to go to the driving
room. Yes, that's right.
Check out the Pilot. That's the bigger SUV that they've got, but they got the Passport, which is just under that. It'll seat 5. They've got the CRV, I think, is their most popular. It's just great. I've had a lot of vehicles. I really like driving the CRV.
Mm-hmm.
It's Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership. Check them out online, drivechampagne.com, where you can actually buy a vehicle in your feety pajamas and have it delivered through their express purchase.
Unbelievable.
Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Tell him happy 4th of July. He's a patriot. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
By the way, live entertainment from Jive Bag tonight. It's Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8. Victory Park is where it will take place. OSF Healthcare bringing this on with Urbana Park District's Neighborhood Nights, and I'll be bringing out the band.
We'll check your news next. ESPN 93.5 at 7:58.
Oh, this wine.